Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, April 1st, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined in studio by San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Have a nice weekend?
Oh, man. It was a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
If you ignored the weather.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's spring in the Red Rock country, so it is what it is. But a nice snowstorm in Monticello on Easter Sunday.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Hope folks had a nice Easter Sunday out there. Didn't really stick, at least on the roads or around here. And I know you were driving around the Red Rock area Sunday, too. So I don't think there was any travel impacts from that weather. But definitely some fresh snow on the top of the Abajos, at least.
And, you know, up over the mountain passes, I went from Cortez to Durango and got into some snow. And anyway, again, it's April in the Red Rock country. What do they say? March comes in like a lion and out like a lion. And that's what happened.
Yeah, it is not going away easy, that's for sure. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some items. There's a missing person alert from Navajo Police Department asking for help in locating Audrina Bartley, a 13-year-old girl listed at 5'5". She was last seen on March 24th in Albuquerque possibly heading to the Durango area. So you can see photos of her online if you know where Audrina Bartley is. Has to contact the Albuquerque police at 505-242-2677. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. Got more news and happenings for you throughout the area. Taking a look at some news. There's an election tomorrow happening in the city of Cortez. The Cortez Journal reporting on that election. Six candidates filing for four open seats on the city council. Three members will be elected to a four-year term, and one will be elected to a two-year term. There's, again, four or six candidates. You can read profiles about on them in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. So there's an election tomorrow in Cortez, so make sure that you're registered and ready to vote in that city council election tomorrow. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more news and happenings. Stick with us. It's the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
A big welcome from all the folks at the Moab CarQuest Auto Parts to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. While you're here, there'll be lots of fun and lots of chances for things to break.
If you're in the market for some vehicle TLC, come see Clark at CarQuest Auto Parts. He's got almost 50 years of automotive expertise and the experience to solve any of your off-road problems. CarQuest is backed by Advance Auto Parts, the largest distribution network in the industry. The Moab CarQuest Auto Parts. Locally owned, community driven.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Monday, April 1st, 2024, 9:14 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've got some news throughout the Red Rock listening area. Sophia Fisher with the Times Independent reporting on a water surge that happened in the Green River area as representatives from A1 Lithium spoke with residents of the area about the unexpected surge of water from a new lithium exploration well. The report in the Times Independent sharing that on March 8th, several Green River residents reported seeing seemingly uncontrolled jets of water spurting from the company's temporary test well, which lies on the outskirts of town north of I-70 and less than half a mile east of the river itself. The water never breached the river or an adjacent wash, according to a spokesperson with the UDOT Division of Oil, Gas, and Mining, but that per initial test, the water was slightly too salty to be considered potable, but could be used for irrigation. Members of the Green River community were able to receive information at a March information session discuss the event and how the company believes it's going to prevent further events and categorizing it as a blowout but not a definition of a catastrophic event. So you can read more about that event and the meeting that followed in the latest edition of the Times Independent, available online at moabtimes.com. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. The Mancos School Board met and had a couple of items at their latest meeting. Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal reporting on that. Mancos School Board spoke about a couple of needs, including the need to get a new secondary school principal with the current Ed Rithner resigning from the position. He'd been in the district for 7 years and served in a variety of ways received thanks and acknowledgement from the board on his work. The district said they plan to post the open position on April 17th with interviews beginning on April 19th. The new principal for Mancos High would shadow Rithner and through the spring semester and begin as the principal in the 24-25 school year at the end of July. Part of the Mancos School Board meeting, they also discussed affordable housing and insights from students, all part of that latest meeting of the Mancos School Board. You can read more about it in full in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Some other items in the Red Rock listening area. A recipient of an award, the Carnegie Hero Fund, honored a climber who rescued a base jumper in the Moab area in 2022. Doug McMurdo of the Times Independent reporting on that. River Berry, the woman who rescued a badly injured base jumper in November of 2022, was one of 17 Americans honored by the Carnegie Hero Fund for saving others from peril. You can read more about that event. It took place in November 2022. Barry was in the area when a parachuter, their parachute deployed in the wrong direction, slammed a man into a cliff face, and then got caught on an outcropping, leaving the man badly injured and Barry, who was in the area to go mountain biking, was flagged down by the men's friend asking if they had climbing gear, and she went to the scene and was able to use her own climbing gear to ascend the crack that ran up the side of the cliff below the injured man, and was able to help the man lowered down and rescued by rescuers and received treatment. So pretty incredible story, and recognition of that from that foundation.
Yeah, that really was quite an incredible rescue, a daring and dangerous effort by just a passerby. And so that's awesome that she was recognized for some pretty incredible work.
Yeah, yep, pretty amazing. So again, you can read more about that award and about the event in the latest edition of the Times Independent. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
There'll be funeral services tomorrow for longtime Cortez resident Gloria Louise Bertoglio. That began at 10 a.m. at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Chapel on M Road in Cortez. Visitation at 9 a.m. Services for Barbara Hall Pearson begin at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday at the Monticello Cemetery. Barbara, age 79, passed away on March 5th. And a celebration of life for Claudia Bissett, age 70, of Moab, will be held on Saturday, April 13th at 2 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one, too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Saturday, April 13th, New Mexico's premier mixed martial arts organization, Fight World Combat Sports, presents Fight World 34, live at Ute Mountain Casino. A spectacular night of live mixed martial arts featuring Carlos Pacheco, Austin Ford, Gabe Benelli, Sterling Woods, and many more. Doors open at 6, Fight 7 p.m. Visit UteMountainCasino.com for more information. Don't miss Fight World 34, Saturday, April 13th at Ute Mountain Casino. Fight World Combat Sports, where anything can happen.
It's time to spring into lawn care with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Scott's Fertilizer's four-step annual lawn program. Select Ace Garden Tools, $21.99 each. Ace Steel or Polytine Leaf Rakes, just $11.99 each. Plus, big specials on Weber Grills, Ego Electric Mowers and Trimmers, Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, and more. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys through the month of March at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring for multiple positions. The Synergy Company is proud to partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed quality child care to our employees with a generous employer subsidy. Red Rock Tots is also open to the public and is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. To enroll your child, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment info, visit thesynergycompany.com.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Right, I'm in Rawhide.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Monday, April 1st, 2024, 9:24 a.m. on this Monday morning.
It's April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's Day. Is it a happy day? I guess if you're pranked, you maybe not.
Yeah.
If you're pranking, I don't know. Number one song we just heard, Eternal Flame by the Bengals, was the number one song in the land 35 years ago today, 1989. They reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1986 with Walk Like an Egyptian. So when they became, when they had this number one song, they became only the third all-female group to score multiple number one hits in the U.S. The Supremes, of course, and the Shirelles.
Huh.
Are the two others. So Eternal Flame by the Bengals.
So people hate Mondays and left that just another Manic Monday.
Manic Monday was not a number one.
Yep.
It was Walk Like an Egyptian and Eternal Flame were their two big number one. But Manic Monday, it's awful.
It is a Monday. So
and it's manic today,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we ought to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, very good. I'm glad you brought that out. A lot going on today. Today, of course, is April Fool's Day. Not sure the origin. But you know, we're in the Gregorian calendar. Is the calendar we follow now. Before that was the Julian calendar, established by Julius Caesar of all people, and the new year was on April 1st. So that could have been the source for April Fool's Day. Also, in the Canterbury Tales, Geoffrey Chaucer talks about some event that was scheduled to happen on March 32nd. Anyway, and so they thought, well, maybe that's the origin of April Fool's Day. But regardless, be aware, you've been warned. Today is also U.S. Air Force Academy Day. The Air Force Academy was founded 70 years ago today, April 1st, 1954. Also in history, April 1st, 1945, troops landed on Okinawa, the last major battle of World War II. On April 1st, 1976, Steve Jobs and Steven Wozniak founded Apple Computer. It's a big day. Also on this day in 1984, singer Marvin Gaye was shot and killed by his father. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And on this day in 2004, 20 years ago today, Google launched Gmail. I think most people use Gmail whether they know it or not anymore.
Yeah.
Crazy. A lot of birthdays today. Debbie Reynolds was born on this day in 1932. She was this very famous actress and did a lot of very popular stuff in the 60s and 70s. She also had a daughter, Carrie Fisher, who was Princess Leia, of course, in Star Wars. Very interesting. Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher both died on back-to-back days in 2016.
Huh.
It's really a sad day. Sad 2 days, I guess. Drummer Jeff Porcaro was born on this day in 1954. He died in 1992 at the age of 48. You may have never heard of him, but you have certainly heard his music. He was this prolific drummer. He was in Toto, was probably the group that he was had the most success with. But he was this prolific studio musician. And he played the drums on Beat It, on Michael Jackson's Beat It. He played for Pink Floyd. He played for Steely Dan, for John Denver. Country Roads, the drums are this Jeff Porcaro, the studio musician.
Huh.
Anyway, so kind of interesting. And he was always, he was filling in if they didn't like the track that the band's drummer played, then they'd call him in and he would do it over the top. So you've heard his music all the time, but you've never heard of him before. So
interesting.
Psychologist Abraham Maslow was born on this day in 1910. Of course, he developed Maslow's needs hierarchy. That basically says you can't worry about your self-actualization if you're starving to death. So
yeah.
All this high-level stuff that we seem to be dealing with, people worried about, it's a factor of the success of our society that we have the flexibility to worry about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Maslow's need hierarchy. He was born in 1910. Birthdays today locally for Christy Whipple and Lori Haley. Weekend birthdays that passed for Patty Lyman, Natasha Red Tilly, Beverly Jensen, Judy Muller, and Dee Torres.
And Paul Sondrager.
And Paul Sondrager had a birthday. Oh, we missed that
one. Yeah, yesterday.
Well, very good. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. And happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope you had nice birthday weekend, nice birthday today. Yeah, I think if your birthday's on April 1st, I think you've got immunity. You can't prank someone on their April 1st birthday. I think I've read that somewhere.
So you're safe, Christy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and if you're in someone's life, yeah, you gotta respect that. You only get one birthday. Don't prank them on it.
The law has been laid down, and I
think the inverse of that too is if your birthday is on April 1st, you can prank someone and they can't get mad at all because it's your birthday.
Life is complex. It's hard time following all these rules, but
yeah,
those sound like two good logical rules.
Yep. Yeah, I read it somewhere online, I'm sure. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7. Glad you joined us as part of the morning show. Of course, we got the on-air job fair. We're going to send you over to that and be back with the sports reports here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist and an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including Environmental Health Director, a full-time Economic Development Specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomon role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug. Did you know a nuclear power plant needs just 2.2 pounds of uranium to produce as much energy as 3 million pounds of coal? Energy Fuels White Mesa Mill in Blanding is becoming America's hub for a clean and reliable energy future. They're revolutionizing the way we power our world by harnessing the incredible energy contained in naturally occurring uranium to fuel clean, carbon-free nuclear power. Visit energyfuels.com to see how they're energizing tomorrow.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. It was a tough weekend for our local teams. Monticello baseball was swept by Duchesne in a 2A East doubleheader. The Monticello softball team was swept by Paiute, and San Juan was swept by Duchesne in 2A Central doubleheaders. The San Juan boys soccer team lost to Parowan 3-1 in a 2A South showdown, and the Montezuma Cortez girls soccer team suffered a 4-0 loss at Delta in the 3A Southwest League. In fact, the only team that was victorious on the diamond over the weekend was the San Juan baseball team, and that was against one of our other local teams, Montezuma Cortez. The Broncos won 16-1, improving to 8-4 on the season. The Montezuma Cortez track and field team had a good weekend. They finished second in both the girls and boys divisions at the Pine River Invitational in Bayfield. On the boys' side, Mancus was fifth, Duff Creek sixth, and Dolores ninth at that meet. For the girls, Dolores was seventh, Mancus ninth, and Dove Creek 10th. The Monticello girls were sixth at the Strata Invitational at Union High School in Roosevelt, and the boys were eighth. The Buckaroos came home seventh in the combined standings. And the Nucla girls were 12th at the Cedar Ridge Invitational. The boys took 13th. Couple events on the docket today, and that's not an April Fool's joke. The Grand County baseball team is hosting American Leadership Academy, and Montezuma Cortez girls golf is playing the Cobble Creek Golf Course in Montrose. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 on this April Fool's Day, April 1st, 9:41 a.m. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Let's start in the NBA, looking at our regional NBA teams over the weekend. The Phoenix Suns, they played on Friday, were beat in Oklahoma City. And then that was it for the weekend. Tonight they are in New Orleans taking on the Pelicans. That tips off at 6 o'clock. Next, taking a look at the Denver Nuggets on Friday. They also got beat by the Minnesota Timberwolves, 111-98. On Sunday, they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers at home, 130-101. Nikola Jokic with 26 points in the win for the Nuggets. Finally, the Utah Jazz. On Friday night, they lost to Houston by 101-100. And then Sunday, they got beat by the Sacramento Kings, 127-106. That's it for the NBA. Of course, we've had the NCAA tournament going on. And when we last spoke with you on Friday, we had one team remaining. It was the Colorado Lady Buffs. They, though, had the number one seed in Iowa, and Caitlin Clark, unable to get it done. They were defeated earlier this weekend. I want to say it was Saturday, by Iowa, 89-68. So no more regional teams left, but a good NCAA tournament regardless. And finally, Major League Baseball started up, and so our two regional baseball teams opened up with a rivalry matchup to open up the season, and it was the Diamondbacks who won that series 3-1 over the Colorado Rockies in those four games played. The Diamondbacks today, they're hosting the New York Yankees. 7:40 p.m. is that opening pitch for that game, a rematch of the 2001 World Series. Hopefully that gets the Diamondbacks on track to make another showing in the World Series and hopefully win it. The Rockies, meanwhile, they're in Chicago taking on the Cubs today, and a 12:30, just a little after noon, is the opening pitch. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.